Share YouTube wa VOI official あなたも RRI デジタルアプリで Voice of Indonesia の放送を聞くこともできます。そして受信報告書はメールで voilisteners@gmail.com に送られることができます。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Good morning from Indonesia. It's 6 a.m. in Jakarta, and the Voice of Indonesia is ready to bring you more information related to Indonesia. And today, even we have plan to have a talk about the 19% tariff imposed by U.S. to Indonesia. How will it affect the nation's economy? We'll see it all on vonews.id and also the application RRI Digital. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has convened a limited cabinet meeting with several ministers before his departure for Surakarta, Central Java on Sunday, July the 20th, 2025. Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya stated that on the Presidential Secretariat's official Instagram account. Reported by AntaraNews.com, the Cabinet Secretary explained that the cabinet meeting discussed, among many, the government programs, current issues such as rice and food availability, the development of fishing villages, and the president's incoming agenda. Indonesian National Police revealed that several individuals recently busted for running online gambling sites based in China and Cambodia had each amassed up to $1.2 million. According to the Director of General Crimes at Polri's or National Police's Criminal Investigation Directorate, Brigadier General Juhandani Raharjo Puro, some 22 suspects were arrested during a raid across Tangerang, Banten, as well as in Bogor, Bekasi, West Java. He went on to explain that the detainees misused Indonesian SIM card numbers to create WhatsApp accounts used to broadcast advertisements for the gambling sites to millions phone numbers. Reported by AntaraNews.com, Brigadier General Juhandani also noted that the suspects used bank accounts registered under other people's names to conceal their earnings, which were then laundered through conversion into cryptocurrency disguised as payment for goods. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
yang mantap. Aduh sedap, kamu di Kemang, aku juga. Kok bisa ya nang, kebetulan. Hari yang mantap, aduh senang, terngiang-ngiang, kamu sayang. Karena kita berdekatan, apa bisa kita bertemu walau sebentar, bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Apa bisa? Apa bisa? Kamu akan nyaman.
Sudah terluka, fakta terkuat. Ini adalah hari yang paling mantap. Bertemu kamu, hatiku terkoyak. Bagai bunga yang wangi semerbak. Wong Fei Hung, aku jadi bingung. Kalau gak ada kamu, aku jadi linglung. Bang Bing Bung, yuk kita nabung. Bang Ting Tung, yuk kita ngitung.
Buat nikah, daftar KUA, ijab kabul dan langsung saya nikahkan kamu dengan anak saya sekarang patapatapa binti sekarang beribupa. Dengan mas kawin tersebut dibayar tunai sah semuanya.
Oke, apa bisa? Apa bisa? Kita bertemu walau sebentar, bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Apa bisa? Apa bisa? Kita bertemu walau sebentar, bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Jamin kamu akan nyaman. Ku jamin kamu akan nyaman. Ku jamin kamu akan
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dan ayat-ayat yang kau baca tak ku rasa berbeda. Kita bebas untuk percaya sempurna yang kau puja. Dan ayat-ayat yang kau baca tak ku rasa berbeda. Kita bebas untuk percaya sempurna yang kau puja. Dan ayat-ayat yang kau baca tak ku rasa berbeda. Kita bebas untuk percaya.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Sembunyikan rasa meski berlagak tak mau kau tahu, ku merasakan yang sama. Caramu tersenyum tertawa merangkai canda, buatku terpesona. Dapatkah kau baca mataku bicara?
You're still tuned to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And in a moment, we'll be getting to know the weather forecast in Indonesia, as quoted from Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia.
Maaf.
So, listener, here's the weather forecast in Indonesia. So, in Indonesia, most places are gonna be quite cloudy today. For example, in Banda Aceh, Medan, and then in Denpasar, Serang, Bengkulu, Yogyakarta, Central Jakarta, Gorontalo, Jambi, Bandung, Semarang, and many more places. It seems that Indonesia is starting to have less rain nowadays. And yet, you still need to bring umbrella if you do not like the rain. And if you are staying at Tanjung Pinang, Mamuju, Manokwari, Merauke, and Jayawijaya. In the meantime, for the temperature across Indonesia, it will be ranging from 22 to 35 Celsius degree, where the hottest ones will be in Gorontalo and the city of Jambi. The maximum temperature in there are like 35 Celsius degree. And let me revise that a little bit. It seems that Medan is seeing a higher temperature with 24 to 36 Celsius degree. A rather hot day, isn't it? And the humidity in Indonesia, it quite varies from one place to another. For example, in Jakarta it will be 44 up to 85%. Oh, it's so humid now in Central Jakarta. And listener, that's the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. And more things from Indonesia are coming up next. So stay tuned and the words of his voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
And you're still tuned to the radio service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. At this moment, I'd like to remind you that you can get updated with a lot of accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across the country. So you get to go to rri.co.id. rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal. After this song by Hi-Fi with Indahnya Dirimu, you'll be listening to a very nice story about the shadow puppet or wayang kulit. So stay tuned on RRI Weather Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Selamanya. selamanya.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or a shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini, tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people, but wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kluwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya ketahui,
so puppet mastery contains many philosophies, the main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So knowledge is so not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols.
Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima yang
for example,
baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cool, while Rama is nice and honest.
Tetapi pada
Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Nah, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Maju.
Other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. lebih dari
puppet Masubi and Karawitan classical Javanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. The Rass Sinden from Japan and the U.S. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought Karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and it's amazing.
Ya tore sedeng sineo amoho Prabu Dasa.
Kita berbasis dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent. So I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights, so it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the lights hits, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Nah, plastik, kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah
karya. Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang Tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitunya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang Tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one draw wayang figures. They draw SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance, which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di keraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakam itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected Gatot Kaca figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya generasi muda supaya lebih
I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international,
mendunia,
I'm
ya,
so excited.
Saya senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diaku oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Cinta yang takkan pernah sampai pada dirimu. Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menahun, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Tak ada patah hati yang sembuh di satu dan dua hari. Dimiliki yang lain, sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku. Terlalu indah semua yang ku menahun, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Tak ada patah hati yang sembuh di satu dan dua hari. Ku menjaga dirimu hanya untuk dimiliki yang lain. Sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu terakhir.
seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, dan untuk dirimu di hatiku sendiri. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku sendiri. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu terakhir kali.
Cinta ku